At Raising Cane's, we hand batter every chicken finger, mix every cane sauce, butter every Texas toast, stir every slaw, and salt every fry. Because when you do it right, you can taste it in every bite. Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 sponsored by our friends at Pinnacle Bank. We have a special mortgage promo going on right now for the Breakers. Now through June 30th when you apply for a mortgage loan or a home refi. And close with Chris Lauer, Adam Linson, and Marlon Lyon. You get a golf package at Tatanka Golf Club in Northeast
refi.
Nebraska. That is a round of golf for four. Car rentals and a one-night, two-room hotel stay at Ohia Casino on the premises.
Fred
or $250 towards your closing costs. Please.
Jake's so mad.
Call Chris, Adam, or Marlon at 402-436-2462. Mention code BREAKERS, Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You should really grow up.
That's not going to happen anytime soon.
Hey, you going to do this?
I am going to do this, yes.
Okay, he's got some...
We saw this yesterday from the kings of the offseason.
This is a good one, though,
CBS,
Bill.
But this is a great job. This is CBS Sports, and the title of the article here is Big Ten Post-Spring Overreactions. Indiana thrives without Mendoza. West Coast crashes the playoff party. That was the headline. Now, I scroll down to Nebraska. We'll get to the other ones in a second.
Hey, hold on, though.
They did every school?
Every school.
Yeah, hold on, though.
Go ahead.
They lead in with this is interesting.
Go ahead, lead it, yeah.
There's no, this is what he writes. Who's this guy?
This is Cody Nagel.
He's good. There's no more dangerous time to be a college football fan than right now. Spring practice is over. The schedule has been out long enough that everyone has already mapped out exactly how their team gets to 10 wins. It's true. Too much time to think right now. Too much time to think. So with that, go into the overreactions. They're priceless.
They are. They're very good. I think they're all priceless. Pretty solid. We'll go to Nebraska off the bat, and then we'll get to the other ones. But this is from Cody Nagel, CBS Sports.
Nagel.
The overreaction post-spring
Nagel.
Is this. We'll be better off without Dylan Raiola. And here's the comment. It says, his departure stung after being heralded as the face of the program's rebuild under Matt Rhule. But the revisionist take building in Lincoln is that it became too much about him. Raiola led the Huskers to consecutive winning seasons, but never quite lived up to the hype. The split felt mutual, even though he left without so much as a thank you, not that he owed anyone one. Enter Anthony Calandria, a quarterback who can extend plays with his legs and stress defenses off schedule, which is exactly what Dana Holgorsen has always needed to be the play caller he wants to be. That's the overreaction that Nebraska's better off without Dylan Raiola.
Good job by Cody to characterize it accurately, the split. It was mutual. It was a mutual split. I hope people understand that. It was mutual. I don't know. I mean, who knows how that's going to work? There's a lot more in that conversation than just Dylan, right?
Well, if you go back in time, obviously, the difference between when Raiola arrived compared to Calandria arriving is a way different world.
In what regard?
Just as far as this is a popular choice, which I was very excited about with Calandria because I watched him all last year. But nothing compared to when Raiola.
The ballyhoo?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah, the ballyhoo was.
I mean, it was on and on and on and on, just kept going.
Yeah, and there was that all that anticipation because he had committed to Ohio State and then all of the dominoes that fell in Nebraska's favor to lead to that. It was big. It's the most informative thing to me is how quickly the tide turns on someone, on people.
I would imagine there will be quite a life story because that no matter how funded Oregon is, it's not a fan-based media monster like Nebraska. You mentioned it. They played JMU, and the place wasn't sold out.
No, it's not.
Which is crazy.
And that only seats 50-some thousand. And so it's not the same. Now, do they have talent? Oh, yes. Facilities? Yes. But just Eugene is not the same as on game day as what Lincoln is. It's incredible. No. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the same. No. And so his lifestyle went from quite a change to now being the backup. And is that even been secured? Is he the backup?
I think he has a little bit of a battle there too.
He's battling for that.
I don't know if that's even the case, if he's the backup quarterback. So that would be they're going like, okay, what do we do here? That would be a different lifestyle. If all of a sudden we have the three-legged stool and then whatever, 2 months from now, I've just got my own podcast in my basement.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, this isn't the same. There's not the same banter, the same this. I don't have O Street.
You don't have O Street.
We don't have donut people coming in.
You don't have Bearded Ben coming in.
Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have McSafety's not coming to my house.
You don't have Luke
John,
at the mill.
Greg.
Luke at the mill.
Greg's not coming in with Greg, a table and a breakfast bar.
Star, yes. There's no nacho bar.
Breakfast
bars.
Bar. No, no nacho bar.
No nacho bar.
Greg likes the nacho bar. Taco bar, burrito bar, breakfast
anything.
Burrito
bar. Anything, just a bar. He likes to set up a long table. He wants a long table in his garage.
And he'll bring it in.
He'll bring it in. So anyway, there's none of that happening. So I would be, to me, very sad. Because kind of like, Laura, you have any coffee up there? Doing my podcast.
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, he's just talking, just ideas, you know, just talking about, I was here in the 90s, you know, and it's like, what am I talking about? So
with Gadowski doing walkabouts.
Then
Jerry.
Can't tell that story every day.
No.
And then, remember that time? Bill, you did that yesterday. Yeah, it'd be horrible. So it has to be, that would be quite a life altering situation.
He'll be fine there.
Yeah.
Illinois.
I want to read one comment from a breaker before
we do
that. Someone says, of course, Nebraska's better off without Raiola. Not only was he limited in his ability as a quarterback, did you ever notice when they showed him at a sporting event, he was always with Rule? He wasn't a team guy. We need a quarterback that can lead the team instead of spending time in the spotlight with backwards hat.
Yeah. Well, Illinois. We're still.
Why are you trying to push away so fast?
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. Come what
on.
Is your?
Just pile on Dylan. I mean, it's all Dylan's.
I don't
fault.
Think anybody's piling on.
All Dylan's fault. Yeah. Yeah. He was mad.
It didn't work out here. Right. It just didn't. It didn't mesh for some reason.
But it's going to be a storyline. Like I said, it is a storyline. There's no doubt about it. Especially if he ends up going, say, next year, and he starts at Oregon.
Yes.
And they're really good, and they're in the playoffs.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be like, oh, okay.
It's huge.
I know it was a mutual parting, but they could have retained him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was mutual. Like was, that, but, yeah. but they
That's what I mean by mutual. They didn't retain him.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be back. They didn't retain him.
All right, other ones on the overreactions for the spring. Illinois says we're still a 9-10 win team if things break right.
Hmm.
FanDuel has them at 7.5 wins this year. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Here,
the over-under, 7.5.
We haven't delved into that schedule, so I'm not sure, but they lose.
The schedule looks manageable.
When they have that, I mean, I think the quarterback, Altmaier, was really good.
Yes.
Really good. He just got better and better and better. So to replace him would be a lot. I don't know if they went to the portal or if they kept if they stayed in house.
They got somebody.
Did Altmaier end up getting drafted?
I believe so.
It would have been late.
It was late.
I think he did. I think
he got drafted late, somewhere late.
Doesn't always suggest.
Check that for us, Connor.
I got it here. Luke Altmaier. Undrafted.
These get better.
He got signed by the Lions as an undrafted free agent.
These get better.
Yes.
Indiana. Fernando Mendoza was a system QB, and Josh Hoover will be just as good.
These are overreactions.
Mm-hmm.
We liked Hoover at TCU. He had a lot of
loved Hoover at TCU
picks last year.
There will be times when someone will say, "Hey, Mendoza couldn't make that throw, or he couldn't do that." But now, does he have all the? Mendoza was an intangible fool. I mean, it was his intangibles went. The list will go on over here. It's like, okay, what's the other reasons? It's like all this. I mean, spirit animal, teammate, you name it. He was everything. Good.
He was amazing.
He was amazing. So to say that you're going to have that same type of spirit.
No, you won't.
I don't know how you ever.
Maybe Hoover's that guy. I don't know.
Wait, you're talking about this guy right here, Mendoza?
Yeah,
This person you're talking about?
I want to give all the glory to God. We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go.
Flip it.
You guys call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
It's the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Josh Hoover's the same type persona.
I think he did this
and
he did glue. I think he went to the hands too. You're not going to have that again.
Staring into the camera.
Into the camera, yes.
Talking to America.
he was.
Cronkite.
He was talking to the world.
He was talking to the world.
So to replace that, I mean, that's incredible. To replace his physical talents, not as hard. Replace everything else, that's hard.
Iowa. The defense will be strong again, even after losing everyone. It's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yep. It's Phil Parker now. That's Phil Parker.
They'll get lined up. They'll have a chance.
Maryland.
Who lost 8 straight games.
Our returning production should guarantee improvement.
Yes, because they've lost 8 straight games. It should guarantee things go well this year. They might.
They bring back the second most starters in the FBS, 14. Okay?
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Quarterback's a year older, right?
Malik Washington, who was solid.
Yeah.
You know what they did? Now, I haven't looked at these guys, but it caught my attention when I was talking to the writer for them yesterday. They went into the portal and got 4 interior defensive linemen. 4. They're all going to play, obviously. So I don't know what that – I want to look at them.
Yeah, I want to see who'd they get.
Yeah, I want to look at them.
But still, adding 4 in the portal, if Maryland got them, they had somebody else had interest in them. It wasn't like they – when the portal and they had one offer. It was Montana State and us. No.
One was a UCF guy.
Okay.
Frosty would know about
this. This next one I don't think is an overreaction. I think it's proper for Michigan. Michigan says we're automatically a CFP contender because Kyle Whittingham is in charge. We've said on the show that he's one of the best coaches in college football.
Yes.
But Utah was always a contender for the CFP.
He gives it a chance to pull this whole thing together. The question's going to be is, I know they don't, but trust me, this is not any conversation I've had with Kyle, but I just wonder at the quarterback position because it just seems like Carr is getting a lot of attention.
Carr.
Came in early as a freshman and played phenomenal. So when you have the only issue that I could see is you have that type of money invested in Underwood, and then you have somebody else that's right behind him that's really good. Mm. And then it's kind of like, hold it, because it's like a first-round draft pick, right? If you have a first-round draft pick that's not doing well and you have the backups playing better, then you don't look good administration-wise. Now, does that hurt Kyle? No, because Kyle wasn't part of the Underwood.
Bryce Underwood.
He wasn't part of that.
Bryce Underwood.
Was there when he got there.
Yep. 3 for 9 for 22 yards and 2 sacks that's in a spring game. Trouble. Underwood, 3 for 9, 22 yards with 2 sacks in a spring game. Yeah. But Whittingham made – this is the article. But Whittingham made clear that means nothing. And Underwood is his guy. There you go. I like that because I like Underwood.
Yeah, and then also, like I said, to throw a true freshman in there, that's tough duty.
Ooh. Whittingham has repeatedly said that the defensive line will be the strength of this team. How about?
So if you have D linemen.
It's been the case for a while.
D linemen.
Why does Michigan always have D linemen?
If you have D linemen, you're going to be in games.
Why do they always have?
They always have first round guys. Yeah.
They're like Ohio State receivers. Michigan just keeps churning out dogs in the trenches.
Like top 10 picks.
Yeah.
So many times on the defense. Top 15, top first round picks.
Also, you have a head coach, which obviously I'm speaking. It's not accurate, not accurate, but not fair because obviously he's a great friend of mine. But it's because of his test of time, so it's easy to talk about what he did at Utah. And this is like one of those deals where this is like his fun time. It's kind of like house money. I'm at Michigan. Is Kyle going to be at Michigan for the next decade?
He's 66.
Probably not. So his point is like going, hey, here's what we're going to do. And you can do that in today's world. Before it'd be like going, guys, not until year five does my team come around. Not now.
No, not now.
Indiana went from the worst team in the country to a playoff team in 1 year and then won it the next year.
Didn't lose the game.
And so Michigan can sit there in Chicago. No, we can put this thing together really fast. And you think he's having fun? He's having great fun.
But he's not just I don't think this is a Mike Riley situation.
Oh no, not at all. But he is not going. My life hinges on this thing. He'll attack it that way. But I'm telling you, he's in a good place.
Yeah,
he's coming and going. He's smiling. He's going like, all right, here we go. This is going to be a fun deal.
We will hit up more of these overreactions after the break.
That's it. We're done.
After the break. We're going to break. We'll come after the break.
That's okay, we did break, two. Though. That's great.
Yeah, we did like eight. Bill, the three words to avoid when you are in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
Yeah, don't be hacked. Applied Connective Technologies is in all 93 counties of this state.
Oh, they're rolling.
99.8% retention rate. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity, and they have a free consultation for you at AppliedConnective.com.
Stuff that Will's getting done is pretty remarkable. Every time I look on social media, they're just hiring more people, but it's got to be the elite of the elite, Steve. This is like...
I'm listening to you.
That's what they hire. This is like...
I'm sorry.
They hire a bunch of future... Sankeys and Petites, and they're young Sankeys and Petites.
They can spot them.
So they can spot them out. Will spots
some good recruiting right there.
What's he look like? And he's a young Sankey. He's 22. He's from Genoa.
Is Will Sankey or Petite?
Ooh, very close. He's probably more of a Goodell. Will's Goodell. Will Goodell.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, it
works.
It does work pretty good.
We'll go through more overreactions when we come back in an early break of the ticket.